None of us got into coaching or leadership because we wanted to cause harm to other people. And we chose these professions because we believe in the innate ability for human beings to be expansive and to heal and to rise above all of those things that keep us from being fully expressed. And yet, the coaching and leadership industries are riddled with toxic power over practices and cult-like leadership that really prey on the insecurities of the people that seek help. And that shit's harmful. If you're hanging out with me here today, you are ready for the inevitable change that's coming in the coaching and leadership industries. So stick around and learn the one thing that can really support you through creating lasting change and the best outcome for the people that you work with. By the way, welcome back to The Embodied Leader. I'm Elise Bessler, your resident voice and embodied life and leadership coach. And I'm here sharing all of the ways that you can begin to tend to your inner truth so that you can show up affirmed in your knowledge and your skill to be able to do the hard things that you need to do in your life and your work. Today, we're talking about why becoming trauma-informed is the next necessary up-level in your work as a coach or a leader. I've mentioned before here on The Embodied Leader that I walk alongside you in this work. So everything that I teach about, everything that I coach about is something that I've pretty much also been through in my own life and my own work. So I wanted to share a little bit today about way back in the day when I wasn't trauma aware in my coaching and how that inevitably caused harm, both to my clients, I'm sure, and to myself. And then ultimately what led me to studying the nervous system and wanting to create a coaching methodology that allowed other coaches to be able to hold sacred trauma-informed space for the people that they work with. So when I started coaching, I was buying into the cultural conditioning that I had to be the expert and only the expert in my work. So this was showing up both in my online marketing and it was also showing up in my actual sessions with my clients. Now, why was this practice not trauma-informed? Well, mainly because it created a binary kind of thinking and didn't account for the personal experiences that my clients were coming into their sessions with. And it caused harm because I was often trying to get them to see my expert perspective, and I was really kind of ignoring the fact that it was creating a perceived threat for them. And it was harmful to them because they tirelessly tried to use my mindset techniques to really bypass what was actually going on in their bodies in sort of search of that holy grail reframe moment. When I look back on it now, I can see how a lot of the work that I did caused my clients to sort of further regress into stress responses because I was so concerned with being the expert that I wasn't in awareness about what was showing up for them in any given session until I was. And they would have a response that was so traumatic for them. And I didn't have the skills or the knowledge to be able to help bring them back up out of that. I also didn't notice that I was oftentimes coaching from a dysregulated place and coaching them from a trigger. And I knew that something had to change because this was not helpful for them or for me. What I didn't realize at the time was that I actually didn't feel safe in my own body when I was coaching other people. And so about 12 years ago, I started studying somatic therapy. I don't know that I was studying it. I actually started seeing a somatic therapist. And for the first time in my life, I started to understand what felt sense of safety was like in my own body. And then that led me, of course, to want to study myself. And so I went on to study polyvagal theory. And it was really through somatic experiencing and polyvagal theory that, again, I was able to have that felt sense of safety in my own body for the first time and then able to approach my coaching from that place. It was game changing. Something that was really interesting to me was how all of the old methodologies that I had been using in my coaching started to feel really icky, like in my body kind of icky. And I realized that I had to create a new methodology and a new way of doing things so that I could cause less harm to my clients. Learning the somatic and spoken language to support trauma-aware facilitation in my work was such a game changer because for the first time, it allowed me to consciously be aware of how to support my clients through their deepest transformations. And the coolest thing was that I no longer had to guess whether or not I had the skills and capability to hold space for that transformation. And more importantly, for the inevitable kind of responses and stress responses that come up with choosing new beliefs and up-leveling. So here are some hard and maybe hard to listen to facts about trauma. So over 70% of adults in North America have experienced some kind of traumatic event in their life. At least 1 in 7 children experience complex trauma like neglect and other forms of abuse from family members, and up to 5% of the population is right now dealing with PTSD. So we're talking about almost 300 million people in North America alone. Now you might ask, why are those statistics important to me? Well, they're important because inevitably, at some point in your work, if you haven't already, you're going to be working with somebody within those populations that have experienced trauma or are currently working with PTSD. This isn't about becoming a trauma therapist. There are trauma therapists for this. This is about becoming trauma aware so that when you do work with people in those populations, you can avoid causing further harm or causing regression into the traumas that they've already experienced in their lives. So why are you all here? Why did you click on this episode? Well, it's because you want to learn how to unlock the vital changes that are coming in these industries. And they are coming. And the reason they're coming is because the more of our colleagues that become trauma-informed, the more of our clients are going to have that experience of being held in a really safe container. And then they're going to be seeking that out when they invest in coaching and leadership. An important thing to remember about that patriarchal power over toxic leadership and coaching stuff is that it makes sense that at some point you bought into that, because that's how you were taught, right? From a very young age, we get this messaging that includes all of that power over stuff. Our parents learned it, our grandparents had it, and then we, of course, learned it as young children. Well, you might be wondering what I'm even talking about. I'm talking about things like using shaming or unethical tactics in our sales copy to make a sale. I'm talking about assuming that the solution to every single challenge that somebody has is a mindset block and that a simple reframe will help. I'm talking about not handling our own nervous systems and coaching and leading from triggers that create cultures of lack of safety, so people don't feel safe to be able to speak up and show up as themselves. And I'm talking about the biggie, and that is not having the skill or the knowledge to be able to spot when somebody that we're working with is actually having a stress response and is potentially viewing our work as an incredible threat to their safety. All of these practices are so toxic that the majority of the time our clients and the people we're working with don't even know that it's happening to them, because we're all so used to receiving this messaging. I mentioned in the last episode that the one skill we all need to be embodied leaders is to be able to regulate our nervous systems. And I would like to invite us all into the conversation and kind of take it one step further. And that is to become nervous system literate. So to be able to spot and know what to do with each one of the 5 stress responses, and to be able to co-regulate with other people so that we can avoid causing that harm and we can keep them on track with their transformation in a really safe way. Here's the thing. When we remove this toxicity from our industry, we're going to be creating cultures of safety. And you know what? We're also going to be creating lasting change for our clients and the people who seek us out to support them. I'm teaching all of this and more in the Embodied Leader Incubator happening this fall, September to December. And I created this program for 2 reasons. I see a gap between the current coaching and leadership practices and what's possible with trauma-aware facilitation. And also because my own work as a coach shifted monumentally, and more importantly, my clients' transformations shifted monumentally when I started to add trauma awareness into the way I was coaching people. And you know what? I want that for you. So I have a question for you. What kind of a coach or leader would you be if you had the extraordinary ability to be able to navigate nervous system responses in yourself and other people? I want to hear what you come up with. Please reach out via email at hello@elisebessler.com and let me know what you conjured up after I asked you that question. Have you downloaded the free Lead With Your Truth ebook yet? Well, if you haven't, head to the link in the show notes or run to elisebessler.com/links and download this 18-page PDF ebook/workbook. that outlines the somatic and soulful approach to you finding the power of your voice, or maybe rediscovering the power of your voice and using it confidently in life and leadership. Let's stay connected, dear friends. Please subscribe here so you don't miss an episode. You can reach me on Instagram at Elise Bessler, on YouTube at The Embodied Leader, and of course, anywhere you like to listen to your favorite podcasts. See you next time on The Embodied Leader.